MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BidOn Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now or hold that thought till Thursday. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4620. Because, you know, we're on Thursdays as well.
If you've got something informative or enlightening or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd love for you to apply to come be our guest on Tuesdays. We have five guests on Tuesdays. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application web form. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
So E. Betsy says, and I think she might be right, it was the Duchess of Windsor, Wallis Simpson, who said,
Oh, I think she may be right.
She just left out one other thing. Or too small, because, boy, those were tiny people.
She was little.
She was just a little person.
She was teeny weeny.
Teeny.
Oh, my gosh.
Little tiny bird bones.
Upset a throne.
Upset a whole country.
That's right.
That, with that brazen American hussy comes in and takes our king.
Divorcee yet.
Yeah, a divorcee hussy.
Oh, my God. Ooh. The worst kind.
And he fell madly in love with her.
I know.
Would have been nice to have been alive back then, but, you know, I did read history, so.
Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dress to Suit, has a question, Griff.
Okay.
How does search handle variations in words? It seems sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. For example, will it catch my listing whether I have bead, beads, beading, or beaded in the title?
It depends. You're absolutely right. There are some, and when she says variations, she means variations on a keyword. So there's most plural words for nouns or products are taken care of. But things like beads, beaded, or what was the other one? Just bead. I don't know. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. And the only way to know for sure is to run a search and experiment and see. And then if you discover that the word bead doesn't bring up beaded, then you may want to use the word, both words in your title for a beaded item.
Some laughing people on the chat board are talking about some of the weird things that items they bought on eBay have been sent in. Like one person sent something to them in a popcorn box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
happens.
And
it smelled of popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not wise to do that.
No, it is not. And I'm wondering if you want to give us a call, tell us anything strange.
Well, I just got a package yesterday, and it was sent in a little Jolly Rancher box, which I thought was odd.
But that doesn't smell, really.
No, it doesn't. Still odd, I thought.
Well, do you think we should not use those things at all?
Yeah, I actually think you want to be professional. This is my view. I could be totally wrong, but in my view, I think you want to be professional.
Well, I agree with you, because when you get something in a popcorn box, or somebody else mentioned they got something in a Cracker Jack box once,
yes.
If you get it in that, it's sort of like you're getting an old piece of something. I mean,
an old piece of something.
Yeah, it doesn't, it just doesn't feel warm and fuzzy to me.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right way to conduct a business, but, you know, that's just me. I could be wrong. What do I know?
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30 if you'd like to join us, or you may send us email by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. So your in-person events are all done for the year.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're done for this year. Yeah. I wish we were still doing them.
And next year, gosh, you'd have to go to, I wonder if you'd go to new cities next year?
I think we'll try to go to new cities and new areas. Yes, of course.
Okay.
That would make sense, I think. But I like to, I get to see places that I don't get to see otherwise. So it's fun to do that.
Well, that's good. Did you have a good time in New Orleans?
So we were there for two nights. And I got to eat some wonderful... You can't have a bad meal.
What did you eat?
I had something called callus cakes for breakfast. They're fried rice balls. And boy, are they delicious.
Really?
I've had beignets, so I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
I had egg sardou, which are is a type. It's like hollandaise, poached eggs, but I mean like eggs Benedict. But they use a very savory and rich cream spinach. Oh my God, it was fantastic. Oh, I was in heaven. And the night before, I had the regular jambalaya and a meat pie and a filet gumbo. And because tonight I'm going to see
my machasimio.
Machasimio, right? Mm-hmm. That's a...
We love that song.
That's a... What's
John
his name?
We do that song. Yeah. Hank Williams Jr.
Hank Williams, right.
Excuse me, Hank Williams Sr.
Hank Williams. So if you're... if you've never been to New Orleans, it's great. The one thing that's a little disappointing, I got to tell you, I mean... You know that thing about tourists coming and getting drunk and acting like idiots?
Mm-hmm.
It's not amusing at all.
No.
But other than that, there's lots of things. There's lots of tours. You can tour the cemetery. You can, you know, you go to the that main line where all the nice houses are. You do go to New Orleans to eat. So, I mean, the food is amazing.
And to listen to music.
Oh, and the music. Yeah, lots of great music, too. We went by the Preservation Hall, but it was in the morning. And as Jeff Terrell just messaged me and said, and turtle soup. I never had real turtle soup.
Did you?
Yeah, it contained the bits of real turtle.
Was it good?
I don't know. Yeah, it was great. It was Tudor turtle. It was delicious. Drizzle, drazzle, drizzle, drone. Time for this one to come home. It was fantastic. I loved it. I never have a bad time there. Although I will tell you, if you go in the middle of summer, you know, wear a Speedo. It's about the only bit of clothing that you can stand to have on because it's so hot and humid. It's below sea level. It's very, very hot and humid. But we were there. It was nice when we were there.
You probably had a good time with Jeff because he's getting very funny. I don't know what he was like before, but it seems to me that on Facebook lately...
He's clever with those things.
He's clever.
Yeah, he's clever.
Very
guy.
Clever.
He's more game than I am when traveling. He wants to go visit the museums and he wants to see the sights. And, you know, there's so much I want to do. And then I want to go to bed because I'm 60. But he likes to get out there and do things. So.
So you went to New Orleans, Minneapolis, and Cincinnati this time.
Oh, and it was such a difference. You know, New Orleans was so warm. It was warm and beautiful. And then... So when we got up to Minneapolis, it was gray. It was definitely winter. You know, it was cold.
How'd you like Minneapolis?
Well, we weren't in Minneapolis. I've been there before. I like Minneapolis downtown, but we weren't downtown. We were outside of downtown. But we had great crowds, and that was fun. Then we went to Cincinnati. I went to my first ever Bob Evans chain restaurant. I had a good meal.
Was it good?
It was okay, yeah.
I've never been to one.
Was clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was it was good. I had a biscuit.
Had you been to Cincinnati before?
You know, I realized when we got there, I'd never been to Cincinnati. We were in Blue Ash, but we drove through Cincinnati on our way down to the Global Shipping Warehouse, and Cincinnati looks like an interesting place to visit. It definitely is now on my list. You know, there's all these places in America. I say, oh, let's go to Paris. Let's go to London. Let's go to China. Let's go to America and visit some places we've never seen.
We got lots of good stuff here.
I think we do. And it's cheaper. You don't have to fly so far.
So I'd like you to go to page 15 of the stuff we sent you over.
What's the stuff? Oh, you mean the script?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't follow that stuff. Mm. Okay, as you know. I'm on page 15. What do you want?
Okay. Drive sales with professional design, and I thought we'd go. There are four things.
We're going to start that now?
And I thought we'd do it when we come back.
That's a good idea.
Maybe during the last break we're going to do drive sales with professional design from the eBay for Business blog.
Oh, it's from the blog. Okay.
Yeah. So where are you going to write your blog about?
On the eBay. I'm going to do it for the eBay Business blog.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I got pictures I got to post.
I can't wait to see those. It was fascinating to me.
I wanted to shoot a video, but they didn't. There was a miscommunication. They would rather we didn't. And then when I got there, I realized why. Because, you know, this is mail, and we don't want to like inadvertently show an address or anything. So there's real strict rules about this. But so it was easier to do some photography and make sure that we didn't capture anyone's face or any mail that you could read the labels.
Well, it's proprietal also.
Yeah, it's actually very, yes. So I understood that 100%. And even under those restrictions, the folks that, you know, we had somebody there from Pitney Bowes, we had somebody there from eBay, and there's a third company that actually it's the people who staff and run the warehouse, another company, and they were fantastic. We had such a great time with them. I was amazed. You know, so here's the general message. I'll talk about this for now, and then we'll talk about it on the blog. When you send a package, GSP, and when it gets to that Erlanger warehouse, it's treated like gold. And in fact, I was surprised at how well everything was treated. So I'm going to show a picture of the box cutter they use when they open the packages. They don't repackage everything. They are so perfect about it. The only things that they repackage are those items that get there, and I saw a few of them, quite frankly. There was a box that I don't know how this thing ever made it through the post office. It was duct taped and cardboard, and it looked like a piece of modern art. It was so misshapen. And a lot of people domestically, for example, when they ship like muffler systems, which are one thing I saw going on through GSP, they don't – inside domestically, you don't have to package them. But those have to be boxed in order to ship to Europe. So there's work involved. And they had a whole section where they're going to have to box items that didn't come in packaging. But they take such great care of the items and everything – everything is double audited, so nothing gets lost and nothing gets mishandled.
So they open everything?
Almost everything gets inspected, yeah.
What doesn't?
They didn't say.
Okay.
So they told.
They probably don't want to tell us either.
And it's okay. I understand. I think I understand, yeah. This Open Phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up, we're going to go into our final segment of eBay Radio for the day.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFast say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFast.com. For more information.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 292.
Your sales are not doing well on eBay. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
If it's not selling, there has to be a reason why. You know, if you're listing on mobile, sometimes it really doesn't hurt to go back to the eBay site and see how it looks, because just two paragraphs and some people don't even do that much, of, you know, 10-point aerial, doesn't really sell an item. Remember, if you're selling something, you have to give a sales pitch. You've got competition out there. There's a reason why items don't sell. You've got to check your competition.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC, so to speak.
Well, we're going to help drive sales with professional design right now.
Well, that's what you said.
This is from the eBay for Business blog.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written by eBay certified provider and eBay store certified designer Fruition.
Yeah.
We haven't had them on for many years.
Yeah, they're many years.
Well thought out design can help eBay sellers both attract new customers mm-hmm. and increase overall order size. Here are four top tips for sellers who are considering a redesign of their business on eBay. Take it away, Griff.
Consistency is key. Use the same fonts, color, style, and theme throughout every aspect of your design and business. Your eBay store, your listings, your descriptions, custom pages, and even the paper flyers or packing slip you send out with your packages.
And eBay lets you put your logo on it and everything. So
that's
this
right.
is the good thing. Number two, keep it clean and simple. It's very easy to over-design your eBay store and listings, especially when you're growing and selling a wide range of products. Instead of trying to shout about all your product categories, simplify your imagery and choose a few key images that inspire people to buy your products. For example, instead of using a picture of a sofa, use a picture of a trendy, clean living room with a sofa in it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, keep your design clean. Use bright white or pale gray backgrounds with minimal fuss so that your products or content stand out from the design. Avoid excessive images and too much text. A simple one-line message in a readable font at larger size is much easier to digest than four paragraphs of tiny text. The same holds true for product listings.
That's so true. Think about color. Don't pick arbitrary colors for your logo and design. Think about what each color means and what relates to your product. For example, green is synonymous with, say, growth or being economical or being environmentally conscious, while blue can be associated with technology or electricity. Think IBM, Big Blue. Yellow and black are often related to do-it-yourself tools and building sites. And red is frequently linked with discounts and sales. You can also use multiple colors together to convey deeper meaning. But it's nice to develop a palette of colors, like if you're painting the outside of your house. You know, you might have three or four different colors. And apply that same logic to your business as well.
Number four is plan for the future.
Mm.
Think about the future of your business on eBay. Try to picture how you would change your design if your product range completely changed next week.
You could.
Could you just replace one image to change the theme of your store?
Mm-hmm.
Having a great-looking store is one thing, but living with it and updating your design while you're busy running a business can be a different story.
How true. I thought about that when I designed where I had designed the had someone design my eBay store logo for Griffville and the whole concept of Griffville, which is, you know, it's easily associated right now with shirts, but I could change that in a dime if I had to.
I love that idea of Griffville.
It's not just a destination. Well, it is, actually, but
no, I like it. Have you done any listing? I haven't. We have to list like crazy this weekend.
How do you list when you're on the road and you're doing all these
things?
You
can't do it.
So
people do, but you can't do it.
Yeah, and what free time I've got projects here to finish up. So
I have some holiday tips, selling tips from the most recent eBay seller newsletter.
Yes.
First, review the USPS shipping deadlines for December 24th delivery at ebay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter which USPS service you use, eBay has gathered cutoff dates for December 24 delivery in one handy place.
Where? Sorry. I thought I'd ask that question.
And stay tuned because cutoff dates for FedEx and UPS will be added to this page soon.
Soon.
Does it tell the page in the story?
I don't think so. I'm winding you up, babe.
Why don't you put ebay.com/USPS and see what happens?
I can't. I'm putting on my shoes right now. You do it. You can type.
No, I'm still reading this. Next, check out the updated holiday hot list.
The holiday hot list.
Based on eBay data and expert insights, this downloadable PDF lists what eBay predicts to be some of the hottest gift items, source, and sell accordingly. I guess if you Google eBay's holiday hot list, you might be able to find it.
Let me try that.
Really?
Let me Google that for you.
eBay's holiday hot list.
Yeah, I don't know where this stuff is.
And see what happens.
What'd you say? eBay's.
Oh, eBay. I have such good news for holiday you, Griff. Guess hot. Where you can find them.
Here we go. There it is. I found it.
The eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks page.
Oh, there you go.
We have all that stuff, Griff. Just go to our archive, click the big archive button.
Yeah, I got it already.
Hover over the seller resources tab in the eBay Radio archives and click on seller bookmarks. We have them all there for you. That's
not like
very
we're trying
exciting.
To drive traffic to the eBay Radio site. But
no, but there you have it.
Yeah, so there it is. Let's see what's hot. What's hotter? Oh, these big screen. Oh, Ugg boots. Are they haven't they disappeared?
I wish they would.
Ghostbusters.
I have
toys.
A pair, and I wish they'd disappear.
KitchenAid mixers are always popular. So there's different categories. Let's look. View the collection for fashion and beauty. Ray-Ban glasses. Casio watches. Who would have known that? Kate Spade, of course.
Of course.
Those horrible Ugg boots that don't seem to go away. NARS illuminator
that
bronzer.
You can't wear in bad weather because they're weatherproof.
Vera Wang Princess, a new perfume. Yeah, well, there's some tips there. These are collections. I guess they'll build these collections out as time goes on.
So, again, if you go to our archive page, hover over Seller Resources tab, you'll find Seller Bookmarks.
Well, it's always fun, and this was especially fun. It's nice to be back. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, posted from your PC. We'll be live on Thursday, so check us out at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought. Bye, Lee.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $10 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
What can you do in 7 minutes?
Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash. Receive a business line of credit up to $100,000. Check your email. Make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.